You're listening to Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. It's the podcast that looks at words, language, and usage in the information age.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Walking the line. Dashes are much more than just lines. They have very specific grammatical jobs. And there are actually three kinds of dashes, excluding track and field events. The typographical dashes are the hyphen, the N dash, and the M dash. There are special grammatical circumstances that dictate when to use each one. Hyphen is used to create compound words. Here's an example.
We went to visit my mother-in-law.
There are some words, such as nonprofit and online, that are sometimes spelled with a hyphen and sometimes not. It really depends on which style guide you're using.
Wait a minute. I'm a student. How do I know to use a hyphen or not in words like that?
Good question. If you're a student, your school or university may have an agreed style for these words or an official grammar guide that should be able to answer your questions. And you can always ask a teacher or a professor.
Well, that's great for students, but I'm in the workforce. How do I know whether or not to hyphenate words like email or byproduct?
Now, that's a great point. Your company may have an agreed set of rules for this. If an organization is large enough, there may be a communications department that sets the rules. If it's a small company, perhaps there's a person who decides the ways in which the company communicates, sometimes called an office wordsmith. Talk about it with that person.
The rules for hyphenating words like email and byproduct may vary. Not all wordsmiths will agree. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Complicating matters a bit are phrases that need hyphens sometimes and sometimes don't. These culprits, grammatically known as phrasal compounds, frequently give us hyphen trouble. Those troublesome phrases include such examples as on-site and full-time. The tricky thing about these phrases is that sometimes they can act as adjectives before a noun. These phrasal compounds clarify when an entire phrase is acting as a single adjective. Here are two examples using the phrase on-site.
Rachel is the on-site manager.
Nolan was looking for a full-time job.
In this case, a hyphen is used because the words on and site are used together to describe what kind of manager Rachel is or what kind of work Nolan is looking for. One trick to remembering this is that a phrasal compound often precedes the noun it describes.
On site manager.
Full time job.
Now let's look at the non-hyphenated examples.
Rachel is working on site.
Nolan is working full time.
No hyphens are needed in these cases because the phrase on-site, or full-time, is used as a prepositional phrase, not as an adjective. On-site describes where Rachel is working. Full-time describes how Nolan is working. Both phrases appear after the words they describe. Now, hyphens have also traditionally been used in the United States and Canada to separate the area codes and telephone numbers. But with the proliferation of new media, hyphens are frequently replaced with dots or simply spaces. It seems we can take our pick, hyphens, dots, or spaces, but whatever is chosen, be consistent throughout the document. Incidentally, putting parentheses or round brackets around area codes seems atavistic nowadays, when required dialing of area codes is so commonplace. It almost harkens back to the day when alpha prefixes were used, as in this well-known jingle from the Chicago area.
Hudson 32700.
But enough on hyphens. Let's move on. The N dash is longer than the hyphen. It's not on your keyboard, but in Microsoft Word, you can create an N dash by pressing Control plus the minus key on the number pad if you're using a PC, or by pressing Option and the dash key on a Mac. The N dash is used to separate number sequences, such as
dinner is served from 7 to 9 p.m.
For your homework tomorrow, please read pages 167, 182.
In fact, the autocorrect feature in Microsoft Word automatically changes hyphens to N dashes when they appear between numbers, as long as you have that feature turned on. Finally, M dash is the longest dash. It's used to expand or separate thoughts, to indicate a verbal pause, or to designate a series within a phrase. Here are examples.
In August 2007, Asmo Wenske will return to the BBC Proms, the world's largest classical music festival.
Martin Scorsese director of The Departed, Goodfellas, and Raging Bull, was nominated 6 times before winning his first Oscar.
To create an M-dash in Microsoft Word, if you're using a PC, press Control plus Alt plus the minus key on the number pad. If you're using a Mac, press Shift plus Option and the dash key. Hyphens, N-dashes, and M-dashes are much more than just lines. Let's walk carefully.
I walk the line.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Gregg Reference Manual, the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide, and from the UPI Style Book and Guide to News Writing. You can look for these books and more at publicradiomarket.org. Special thanks this week to Bushell Carpet Cleaning of Chicago for their great telephone jingle. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening.